As we said, there are two parts to the container. The time, how shadow and shadow work proceeds through time, and then there's also the space container, or how shadow work lives in space. And that's what we want to talk about now, are what we see as kind of the four walls that surround shadow work, the four sides of our container.
You can picture it as a pyramid. Robert Moore and Doug Gillette wrote a brilliant book called King, Warrior, Magician, Lover, in which they point out that most primal cultures built pyramids, these four-sided things, that sort of was their way of saying, look, reality has these four faces to it. And we found that to be very, very true.
Moore and Gillette are, at least Robert Moore, is a Jungian analyst. And what they did in their book was they took a lot of Carl Jung's archetypes that Jung says impact all of our psyches, and they distilled Jung's archetypes down to four: the king, the warrior, the magician, and the lover, and talked about how those four archetypes live in the male psyche. Now, we, after reading Moore's book, found that much of their, what they say about those four archetypes, works very well for women too.
Yeah, we have not had problems working with women, nor have we had complaints from women that seeing those four archetypes works fine, it seems.
Right. So Cliff, when Cliff first read Moore's book, he did the brilliant thing that he always does, is he started to see the pattern in that and started to see connections with the four archetypes that Moore and Gillette talk about. He started to connect those up with other systems of four, other models, other paradigms in which there are four. And that's what we work with in shadow work, is a system of overlays of different systems of four, which we use as the walls of our shadow work container.
Right. I was familiar with some models from recovery and other places that also had four things. So I started laying them on top of each other. In fact, we now call them overlays, and we come up with a new overlay at least once a week for different things that fit on this sort of four-posted model of reality. And what we want to do next with you on this film is go through the space container for shadow work and show you what we see there to be in these four directions on the four walls of this container. So we'll kind of go down through layers of the pyramid. We'll talk about the archetypes that Robert Moore and Doug Gillette talk about. We'll talk about the masculine feminine aspect of each of the sides of the pyramid.
Right, we see actually each archetype as having kind of a dual nature to it in its healthy, mature form, a masculine energy and a feminine energy, which we believe all of us, men and women, have access to. So in the magician, I have as a woman both a masculine magician and a feminine magician, as does Cliff.
Right. We'll also talk about the four elements, ancient knowledge there, air, fire, earth, and water. We'll talk about the four family roles that Sharon Wegscheider uses in her descriptions of the roles that the children grow up in families, in her work in recovery. Those also fit very nicely here. We also see the most basic human emotions, the most basic human feelings to come basically in four primary colors: anger, fear, sadness, and joy. And we'll show you where those sort of lay on top of the other four things in this pyramid we'll
right.
be building.
So that sort of gives us a description of what lies in each quarter in terms of the energy that a mature, grounded, well-rounded adult would have access to. That sort of means an adult who has nothing in their bag.
Right, exactly.
Because when we put stuff in the bag, we often take parts of one of these four quarters and put it in the bag. And our shadows, we can look at them as being a way that we have one of these energies missing in relation to any given issue or situation in our life.
So we'll also show you what we see the shadows to be in each of the four directions.
Right.
So what might it look like if you had one of these four energies in shadow? How might that show up for you?
Usually the way that happens is that it will either look like I don't have this energy at all, I have no magician energy in my life, I can't access that at all, I have too little magician energy. Or else it will look like I'm possessed by magician energy. That's all I have. I am a magician energy run amok. Either like I have too much or too little. And often I go back and forth between those two things.
Right. What we'll do in shadow work also is, it's sort of, because shadow work is a downhill philosophy. You know, we talked about the mountain. It's something you do sort of in the second cycle of your life. Our approach to working with your shadows would be not to look at what you have too much of and push that down, because we see that as putting things in the bag.
That's how stuff goes into shadow in the first place.
Right, that's what's proper for the first part of the cycle. In shadow work, we're looking to see what you might not have enough of and to bring that up. So if it looks like if you have too much of this energy over here and that's a shadow for you, rather than pushing that down, we'll look for, well, what else is there? What of the other three could you bring up to balance that?
Because in our judgment, it's not that I at any given time have too much magician energy. We don't believe that it's possible to have too much of anything. It's only that I have too much for the current mix. It only looks like I have too much magician energy because I actually maybe have too little lover energy. So what we'll look for in shadow work is, what do I have too little of, to bring that up so that it balances what looks like too much magician energy, and then it won't look anymore like I have too much magician.
Yep. We'll also show you in each direction there happens to be a very, just a dandy psychological tool. It's chrome plated, it's not available in stores. A tool that will help you bring up the energy in that quarter if there's too little, and tone it down if there's too much. The same tool generally balances too much and too little in the same quarter. And we'll talk to you about those. Those are the building blocks or the essential tools that we use in facilitating shadow work with people.
Right, so that in shadow work, when someone steps out to the center of the group and wants to do a piece of center work, and we talk to them, as we said earlier, about what they want to have happen, we'll just start looking for which of the four quarters seems to be low right now. Which one are they missing? And then we've got a tool, something that we do, a technique that we use when that quarter seems to be low, to help bring that up. And we'll just keep working with that with a person until something shifts or transforms or is resolved. And that's a center work process.
So most of the rest of this tape will be talking to you about the space container, about the four sides of the triangle. We're talking here about what we believe there to be on the four sides of this pyramid. And we want to emphasize that these are our beliefs, and we believe that we're making the container safer for you if you know what we see there to be on these different sides.
Right, right.
You'll have a map along with this videotape, hopefully, where that you can follow along through these things with us. And maybe the least significant mention of any of these four sides is what direction we put it in. In other words, we do have certain of these energies in the east, and certain in the west, certain in the north, certain in the south. But there are so many different things in different directions in different cultures around the world, and even in Native American cultures. There's so many different things in the east and so many different things in the north that we like to point out that isn't set in stone. We just put each of these energies in one of the four directions in order to have something clear to teach you, so you could have an idea to remember.
Mm-hmm. As you listen to us talk about each of the four quarters, each of the four directions, each of the four archetypes, you'll also notice that there's some overlap. And that's because we talk about them as if they're four separate and distinct things, the way we talk about the four directions. North is north, east is east. But actually, they're all mingled together. They all overlap. There is no real way in my actual living of my life, in my head, to really separate them into four complete and distinct parts. It's like the four directions. I can travel to the west, but I'm never actually in the west. It's in relation to some people, I'm in the west. In relation to someone else, I'm in the east. I'm in the north. I'm in the south. So that they're all... just be aware of that, I guess, as we go. Know that we're talking about them as if they're four separate and distinct things, but actually they all blend together.
And as you listen to the descriptions of particularly the shadows in these four directions, I think you might be able to get a better idea of what some of the shadows are that you carry around. It might be useful to you in that way.
And as you're watching that, I want to caution you, be aware, many of us have different quarters in shadow in relation to different situations in our life. Some of us have one primary shadow or that sort of is an overall umbrella, but you'll often find, based on the issue or the relationship or the situation that you think about, you might think you have different things in shadow, and that could very well be true.
Yeah. So in our seminars, we generally start by, in what we call the West, talking about the magician energy. So that's where we'll start on the tape, and the next section will be about